Welcome to Divine Intervention from Dark to Light. I'm your host, Karen Young, and I'm also a spiritual teacher. The purpose of my show is to gather experience and give voice to the untold stories of the divine and how the divine intervened in your life and made a difference. I have questions regarding that. Have you ever experienced dreams of wonder and warning? Have you ever experienced divine healing? Felt intuition, voice of a higher power, touched by an angel, near-death experience, or had a vision that resulted in divine intervention? If so, I would love to hear from you at 1-888-627-6008. Again, I would love to hear from you at 1-888-627-6008. This is a non-judgmental space. This is a healing space where you can tell your stories, and maybe your stories can possibly heal yourself and others. I also want to say that there is a higher calling on your life, and that your life is special to the divine. Today's topic is it's a personal experience. It's a personal testimony of myself that just recently happened. No, it was not in my plan. Neither did I want to be involved in the sickness that came upon me, but I always use my life as well as a lesson to myself, and I use my life as a story to tell others. Maybe this can help someone along the way when something happens to them unexpected, or something happened to them that you don't think that's necessarily fit in. With what was going on in my life, it definitely didn't fit in. But today's topic is living in fear or living in faith or living in sickness with faith. So today I want to tell my story, what just recently happened to me here in the last maybe month or so, maybe in the last 5 weeks or so, how I came through this and what my experience was with the divine and myself and what I learned. I'm always constantly learning, and I'm always sharing my stories. And I, guys, divine listeners, I share my life with you. Everything that's going on with me, I share it, good or bad. And I'm always in a grateful spot. So even the bad is a lesson, or it feels like it appears to be bad or whatever. It's my life lessons. But anyway, I'm starting off with saying maybe about 5 weeks ago, my stomach was hurting, guys. I mean, I started out, I'm always pushing. I'm going to work. I'm a full-time mom and stuff like that. Just letting you know, this is regular stuff, guys. You have to tell regular life. It's not always these, happenings where these spiritual happenings. This is everyday stuff, and I'm just letting you know the divine is in the everyday living. So this is everyday stuff. I'm going to work. My daughter's off to the school bus. She's gone, and I get sick. I get sick before I go to work. Now this is a sign. I should stay home, but I always press on, guys. I press on. I'm one of these people that, nothing's gonna get me down because I'm always praying, and I'm ready to go. And I got sick. I threw up before I, could get in my car. And I never threw up. I'm never really sick. So I'm like, I wonder what is that about? So, oh, Karen, I press on. You hear me, guys? I press on. So I get in my car anyway. I'm like, yeah, I'm feeling sick, but I'm just gonna pray through this. So I get to praying, I do my thing. I'm getting ready to pray in the name of Jesus, pray in the divine. I'm going to work. I turn my radio on, and plus, guys, I don't want to be. I had took that Friday off prior, and I had that Monday off for a holiday. So hey, it was like time for me to go back to work. I don't have time to be sick. Who wants to be sick? And so I'm just telling you how I was feeling. I really didn't want to be sick. I wanted to press on. So here I am. I'm going to press on. So, guys, I get in my car. I drive. I put the music on. I'm praying through it. Like, in the name of Jesus, I'm healed. Whatever. I don't know what this is. The feeling like something's coming on. Get to work. I feel better, guys. I really do. I'm like, oh, prayer works. Which it do. But, I'm just telling y'all everything. So I go, I do, what I have to do. I do administrative work, work for Head Start program. We do administrative work, answer phones, do travel vouchers, all this type of stuff. And yes, I still do files. They still have files. They have electronic files, but they still have regular files. The government's kind of behind, guys. But anyway, I still had to do it. I felt so good that I'm like, wow, I can do all these files. I can pull some of these files down. I just really kind of, I think I kind of overdid it. But I guess I was trying to prove to myself that I wasn't sick, as it worked that day. I went on and pulled the files down and, got through it and stuff like that. But by Thursday night, guys, by me not paying attention to my body, that was Tuesday. By Friday, I was sick. I was really sick. Now I'm feeling sick because I pulled all those files and everything's hurting. But anyway, I just want to tell you guys how you just press on. I'm just going to tell you my stories. And anyway, I had to go to the doctor. I said, I can't. My stomach is hurting. I got to go and talk to my doctor. But when you don't call in for an appointment for your doctor, it becomes urgent care. Anyway, went urgent care. I'm like, my stomach hurting and stuff like that. I did talk to someone and say, your stomach been hurting since Tuesday? I'm like, yeah, my stomach been hurting. I believe I got the flu. It felt like the flu. I had all these chills. I'm thinking, I got the flu. I got the flu. I'm telling the people at the place, at the emergency or whatever, urgent care, that I had the flu. I had all the symptoms. And they, to me, I'm diagnosing myself, but really, they should not listen to me and my whatever I'm saying. I mean, to me, it should get deeper, but they went along with what I was saying because I guess people was coming in with the flu at the time. But anyway, make a long story short, they say, your stomach hurt, and I said, yeah, I got this. It's like, really, we can't do anything for a person that has a virus, stomach virus. You're gonna have to just drink water, do all these things that people do when they have the flu. Make a long story short, they gave me this, but I told them my stomach was hurting real bad, and they said, okay, then we're going to do an x-ray on it, find out what's going on. We're going to give you a couple of days off. We're going to give you this Friday off. We're going to give you Monday and Tuesday off. I'm like, fine, I'm going to take these days off, and maybe, but this wasn't getting better. They said, take these Tylenols, you're going to be fine. I'm thinking I got the flu. I took those 2 days off and forged through, pressed through, but I really wasn't getting better. I thought that one way I was getting better, but really I wasn't. I was still sick. And every morning I wake up sick, and I wake up with my stomach hurt, and I would just be having my stomach hurt. But mind you, I'm praying through it. I'm taking aspirins. I'm doing everything I possibly can to get through it, and stuff like that. But I'm still sick. And you can pray, guys, and all this, but you still got to go. And let me remind you, prayer and all this stuff, and with the divine, it doesn't mean that you go without a challenge. So remember that. You don't go without challenge. You don't get to be a human being and being down here without challenge, even prayer. You still got to go through the process. So anyway, make a long story short, I'm sick. I'm still, but I'm pressing on. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna go. I went on through that week. And then that Monday came, I was feeling still sick. I couldn't, one of my coworkers saw me struggling, getting up out of my chair, and he was like, are you all right? I told him, yeah, I'm all right. I'm all right. I'm all right in the name of Jesus. I'm all right. But I was really not feeling. That Tuesday, I get to work. I mean, I'm on my way to work, guys. I get on the train. I kind of fall asleep a little bit. I wake up sick. I wake up really sick, guys. I'm like, I'm working like I'm just laying on the train like a drunk or something. I'm like kind of falling over. And some woman come up to me. She says, are you all right? And I said, I want to be all right, guys. I want to be all right. Name Jesus. I told her, I said, I'm all, she said, are you all right? I'm like, I'm all right. I'm thinking, okay, I can make it. But guys, I got off that train. The minute I got off that metro train, and you know how you walk with the same people you walk with every day. I seen this woman I walk with every day. I see these other people I walk with every day. And the minute she asked me, was I all right? Guys, I lost conscious. I lost conscious. So this is week two. I lost conscious, right there on the platform. And but thank God I had people around me. They just kind of put me down, had me sat down, they let me drink water and all this. And still, y'all, I'm still thinking I got the flu. So they give me more water and they say, "Do you want to go to the hospital?" And I'm thinking, "No, I mean, I'm drinking this water. I'm gonna let them do my vitals. I'm gonna let them. I don't want to go to the hospital. That ain't my first thing, is to go to the hospital." But I still fell out. But I'm like, "Well, I'm probably, you know." They were like, "Well, your pressure is kind of low." They took the vitals. They said everything's all right. You don't have diabetes, all this stuff. I'm like, if I don't have all this, I'm just drinking this water. I want to just take the next train back home, get to my car. This was my plan, guys. Go to my doctor. I want to go back to my doctor, find out what kind of, why did I fall out? So, I mean, maybe all this is not the right thing to do. Maybe I should have went to the doctor, but I'm thinking, I drank the water. Maybe I'm just dehydrated. I'm going to get back to the doctor. But again, this is urgent care. If you can't call your doctor at that time, you get a practitioner, you get somebody other than your physician. And there it was. We looked at your X-ray. We don't see nothing wrong with your stomach. You're dehydrated. Your blood pressure is a little low. You need to, again, take some more time off. You need to drink. But guys, still, to me, even though they took the X-rays or whatever, to me, they should have taken, went a little further with me, to me. I'm thinking hindsight, took it. If they'd have took some blood tests, they would have knew that something else. Anyway, guys, I'm telling you, I took that day off. I took the next day off. I went back to work Thursday. Now, I fell out on Tuesday, took Wednesday off, trying to hydrate myself. Come back because I want to go to work. I'm still pressing on. You know, it's something in me that, you know, I'm tough. I'm pressing on. But guys, no, you got to pay attention to your body. Got to pay attention to what's going on. I did this exact same thing, guys. I got on that train. I got sick. Looked like the same time I got sick going toward that last stop. Back over, slinging over like a drunk or something like that, but I'm really sick. And I'm saying, "Dad, I can't believe this is happening again. Something is going on here. This flu is not." I'm thinking to myself, this flu should be cleared up. It's been 2 weeks, week two. You know, I'm thinking, what is going on? And I'm praying this time. I'm praying, I'm like, I'm praying towards the Lord, just divine help me, you know, get it through this day. So I'm walking. This time I walk past the platform. I go all the way to the elevator. I see the same lady, y'all. This is funny and embarrassing at the same time. See the same lady. She say, "Oh, it's you, Tuesday. You all right?" And she grabbed me and said, "Yay, I'm glad you're all right." And guys, when she grabbed me and said, "Are you all right?" I was sick as a dog. I was trying to play it off, but I was sick when she was saying it. And I try to tell, I said, "Well, I think I was dehydrated the other day." When I get in on the elevator with her, I was still trying to thank her. And guys, this is embarrassing. Soon as that elevator shut and the people had got on it, and I started feeling woozy right then and there, when that elevator opened, I fell out and lost conscious again right on the elevator. And here all these people, it's embarrassing. They saying, "That's the same lady who fell down Tuesday. That's her. She fell out again. Something is wrong." So I guess the other lady that saw me, she knew that I refused to go to the hospital on Tuesday, and she looked me dead in the eye. She said, "You better go to the hospital this time." And I was looking back at her like, "Yeah, you're right. I better go to the hospital this time." But anyway, guys, I knew if I fell out like that and lost conscious, I'm like, "God, something's wrong." And I was like, then I was thinking, I don't want to die. I don't know what this is. I never experienced this before, losing conscious like this. And now here I am on the elevator, on the floor. And you know, the police, the Metro police, the fireman, all these people coming down, they like, "We want to talk to your boss." And mind you, guys, my office is just upstairs. All I do, a couple of us escalators, and I can go upstairs. So I'm thinking, I just cannot get to work. I can't. I'm down here. And so they call my supervisor or whatever and tell her, you know, I'm down here in the station and fell out. They're going to take me to the hospital. and everything. Guys, I'm thinking, I don't know what's going on. So they get me to the hospital, make a long story short, they feel all on the abdomen. And guys, all this time, my stomach was inflamed. I was praying and all that stuff, but my stomach was hurting inside out. It felt sore. It was sore to the touch, something I'd never experienced. It was sore to the touch. I mean, you praying, but you don't know what's going on. And when she touched this right side, I mean, oh, I said, don't touch that. So she said, what's going on with this side? I said, I don't know. Is this where my appendix? I don't even know. I didn't even know, but I just knew something was really sore to the touch, really my whole stomach, but that side was like inflamed. Guys, it turned out that they did all this, tests on me, and my blood tests, all I found out that I had ruptured my appendix. And I know it's not really something to somebody else, but it was something to me because it was so painful. And that I never heard it in a grown woman. I always heard it like 10-year-olds get it, 8-year-olds. I never experienced, so I didn't know what the symptoms were. To me, it felt like the flu. It felt like something a little bit familiar to me, but then it wasn't familiar to me with all this inflame. My whole belly had swelled up. I was inflamed. I was messed up, guys. It had erupted. And they were like, I'm thinking I'm going home. They're like, oh no, we're going to keep you. They kept me. And I was just in pain. I was in pain. And I just want to tell you guys just all this in the middle of it. When you're praying, you're with the divine, and divine is in all this. It is. He's in all this, or it, or whatever you want to call it, the universe, whatever. God is in all your trials, is in it. But you have to keep your, like I did, I kept my mind, spirit on God. I did pray. I think that's why the woman looked at me and said, after 2 weeks, she said, you got a high tolerance for pain. She said, nobody goes to 2 weeks with this. I said, yeah, I had Tylenol, but then the Tylenol, whatever it was, it wasn't working no way. I was just in a lot of pain, guys. I want to tell y'all a story that you can be in a lot of pain. You can be going through something that's sick, and people might say to themselves, oh, appendix, that's not a big deal. But yeah, it was for a woman that's in her 50s, and it could really, it messed me up. I was in a lot of pain, and it is serious when it erupts. And whatever that poison or whatever it is, infection start getting in your system. That's what was knocking me out. That's what was making me unconscious. I was not getting the treatment. I was drinking all this water for dehydration, but I wasn't really getting what I was supposed to need. My point is that God is with you and divine is with you every step of the way, because all the things that I know that happened to me that transpired, when I fell out, I was at the right places. The people, I could have fell out and hit my head somewhere else on the track. I know people feel, but I feel like this. I feel like the divine was with me every step of the way. I got all, every, each time there was somebody around me to help me, I was in the right places. And mind you, I ended up in the best, one of the best hospitals in Chicago. It's Northwestern. So I was in the best place. I was in the best place to be helped and all the technology that I needed. So God was there. I mean, people might say what they want to say. I'm just speaking what's my experience with the divine. If you continue to pray and keep your mind on divine, I don't care what's going on. And this is my thing is, I don't care what's going on and taking place, that your circumstances not is not bigger than the divine, the Christ consciousness that's within you, that is larger, better, and I'm not using the right word, but it's greater than your circumstances could ever be. And that everything that's reaching out, that's beside you, that could help you, is always surrounding you. If you look at it that way. Now, you can look at it like whatever way you can look at it. Everybody can look at it anyway. But this is the way I know to look at it, because I know it's true. I had everything I could possibly, all my needs were met. But it doesn't mean that I'm not going to go without challenge, because I, went through that. It ain't gonna mean I'm not gonna have no pain, that I'm not gonna, but when you seeking God in that, you constantly seeking God in it, no matter what. I was in the hospital bed those 5 days. All I'm doing was talking to God. All I'm doing was praying and talking, and at the same time declaring. I want to tell you, in this you declare I don't care how you feel. You declare that you're healthy in the middle of it, okay? I don't care what it is. You have to declare. And that's what I begin to, and it's hard because I'm going to tell you my fears, my everything. I was saying it. I said, I'm healthy. I said, I'm healthy in the name of Jesus. I said, divine got me. I'm healthy, but I wasn't feeling that way. Do you know what I'm saying? I'm in pain. I wasn't feeling that way. I mean, I have to say this. It was at one point my pain was gone. I was like, if I got to go through that, I don't want to live. It was that bad. I didn't tell nobody that, but that's kind of what went through my mind. It was that painful. I don't want to, if this is what I got to go through, and I would start thinking, I said, this is the way people, sick people feel, because I've been healthy for the most part of my, for most part of my life. So I don't know a lot of pain. So when you feel it, you appreciate your health more. But what I'm saying is through this, you have to affirm, and it's not easy because you're feeling it in your body, but you have to affirm that you're healthy. That's why God say things that are not seen. You have to confess it. And I was confessing it all the whole time, but I'm not telling you, I'm here to tell you that it wasn't easy confessing this because my body is portraying what I'm saying. Do you get what I'm saying? Listen, my body is saying, hey, I'm sick. You're saying that I'm well. My body is saying, it's in turn saying, I'm sick. The nurses is coming in and checking me every minute, sticking me, messing with me. But it's just everything. You know, I'm sick. Everything was about me was sick. But in the inner world, in the divine world that's within you, you know there's a health. There's a well-being that's in there. This is what I'm saying. There's a well-being within that. You got to get within the metrics of that well-being that stands all that. And that's the divine that's in you. That's all well-being, all knowing, all informing all things. You hear me? He informed all the doctors, informed everything that's around you, informed everything that ever was, ever will be. You're with that power. You're with the divine power that's within you, that's in control of all things. And I mean in control of all health. But if you in God control all sickness, but where you want to go is you want to go with the divine in health. Do you hear me? The sick people that I'm talking to, the people that's going through, you have to change it to the health that you know God is. You can change it to sickness and you can wove on the sickness. Now, if you engage with the sickness, and for a minute I did. I'm not saying that. You go back and forth, but you got to get grounded in your wellness. But if you start saying, well, I'm so sick, what, I ain't gonna never get well, those type of thoughts and get into that, you're engaging with the sickness more. Even though I felt this way, and I'm not saying it wasn't a battle, guys, I'm telling you what, that's why I'm here to tell you exactly what I did and how to do it step by step. And you might not be in this way, but I just want you to keep that power that's greater and that's divine, that universe, that God or Jesus, whatever you want to call it, that's greater than us, that made us, that is always in well-being. That lives in well-being. That I had to confirm this guy. And I'll tell you what I was confirming. I said, it has to be. I said, I'm healthy. So my body has to reflect this. And it was hard because my body wasn't reflecting it. But I had to believe that that well-being was greater than my circumstances, guys. I had to believe that that sickness was not overtaking me. That the greater well-being was the divine that was dwelling within me, that lives within all of us in spirit, in divine, all succumbing in all of us that lives within us, that divine that's a healing, divine healing that's always with us. That's where I had to get in tune with. And I'm not saying that was easy because every night in that bed and every night in my own bed, I was confirmed. I said, it has to reflect. That's why I said it has to reflect on the outside what's inside. I said, I'm healed. It has to be. And it wasn't easy. I had to confirm. I said, God is my healer. He healed me. All things is God is healing. I had to confirm over and over that it's so. But it was not easy confirming that it was so in that way, because my body was feeling like it was portraying what I was saying, but I did not give in to that, guys. I did not give in to that, because I knew when you know who you are in spirit, when you know you're a divine spirit, that you know you have all what it is in commerce with God, that God have all what it is necessary, all the healing, all whatever it is that you need, that he's greater than all what we're asking, and he answered before we ask. And you know the truth of who you are. It's knowing who you are in this. When you know who you are and you're a divine being coming from God, knowing it's God, knowing that he made all of this, that he only makes in truth. And the truth is that we're in well-being with God. We healthy in God, in truth, even through sickness. Now, was God the sickness? I don't know. The sickness was there, but God was within the sickness. But he was in the wellness that was in the sickness, if that makes sense. That's all I can tell you. He was the well-being in the sickness. And that's what you got to attach yourself with. The divine, that's the wellness in the sickness. And you got to affirm over and over, even in your prayers. Lord, I thank you for the healing. I thank you for the speedy healing. And you when you talk like that, and so if you didn't feel it, if you didn't see it, but you have to know it's in process. You say it's in process now. It's in healing now. And I ain't lying. My fears was talking to me. It was saying, if this is so, why are you still sick? My body was still telling me, you still in pain. You still going through it. You still sick. Why are you saying, if this is true? I mean, you do have those thoughts coming to you. I'm not going to lie. It was a battle there. But I knew deep down inside who I am. I'm not the sickness. I definitely wasn't the sickness. I really wasn't the wellness, but I'm going to choose where I want to be in vibration. My vibration is wellness. Now, I could have chose my vibration is sickness and dwelt on that. Now, I didn't want to know how that to continue, because I didn't want to continue in the sickness. But I wanted to continue in the wellness. So I had to get in line with wellness. And that wasn't easy, guys. But that's what you have to do. You have to concentrate and get aligned with the wellness you know God is, greater than your circumstances. And that's what I did. I continued to confirm. The whole 5 days that I was there, I confirmed, listen, the nurses, everything was in there. They did give me these powerful antibiotics. They gave me, and it looked like, guys, and then you don't want to be, and I know it's a little paranoid. I just want to say this. When the pain medicine wore off, this scared me, because I never had to depend on any kind of pain medicine. When that pain medicine wore off within a couple hours or whatever, I was dinging that nurse's thing, like, ding. They say, can I help you? I said, I need some pain medicine. And I heard myself saying that, which I know is, I'm supposed to do that in the hospital. But I was thinking to myself, now, if I need to start needing this, what is this about? I don't know. I'm just a little paranoid. I didn't like needing, if that makes sense. I didn't like needing medicine. I wanted to be back normal feeling where I didn't need the pain medicine. But at the time, I need what I needed. So don't get me wrong. I asked for what I need. I didn't say I'm going to be in pain and put in the name of Jesus. I know that God give you the right people and the places, and the medicine is God. The doctors are God. I'm not one of these people that pray and don't. I say pray and pray for God to give me the right doctor. Pray for God to give me the right circumstances for the doctors. Put your hand on the doctor's instrument. I'm not one of the ones that, go home and pray without no medical attention and have a baby by myself or whatever, all the stuff. And people, I'm not judging if they want to do that. I'm not there. I think God put everybody, the doctors, in place for, for a reason, and everybody here for a reason. It's a divine reason, and it's to help the sick, whatever. So I'm in that. But my prayer is always for the doctors to, the right doctors to give me what I need at that moment. So yes, I needed the pain medicine at the moment, but I really realized how fragile and vulnerable I was to it, and that I really needed, because it really hurt when it wore off. It really hurt it. And I said, dang, this is how people can actually get addicted. Not me. I wasn't going to get addicted. But I can see how, if something is hurting that bad, the way it was hurting me, that people really can get, it make you sympathize with people, that if they're really in pain and they can get hooked on drugs, being in pain, or if they back hurting and if it never stop, they can really be in a situation. And so I kind of had sympathy for the people who really, at that moment, I just thought of that. I know that's crazy, but I thought about that. And I'm just being real with everything. I just put everything out naked because that's just the way I am. And I just tell you guys my experience and what's going on. So, and so my point is that you have to stick with the wellness in the divine. And that's what I did. That's what I continue to affirm. And that's what I want you all to continue to affirm. If something like this happened to you, you always confirm with you with the greater part of you, which is God, the divine, and all that is opposite of what you're going through. You affirm with God, the divine, with the solution of that problem. But anyway, I continue to do that, and so I stayed in there for 5 years. And so all of a sudden, guys, I would go 5 hours without, or 3 hours, it was getting more and more each day without the pain. They said, you didn't ask for the pain. Something had happened, because every night it would be me and God. I was kind of conveying, I don't know if I ever said to God, I don't want to be dependent on this medicine, but I knew I wanted to be back normal, and not needing anything. So back normal to me is not needing the medicine. So I was, confirming, God, I want, I pray to be normal, to my normal self, be back to myself, be healed like I never been healed, but give me a speedy healing. And that, in that vibration I was in. So every day, guys, slowly, it wasn't that slow. It was just like time would go by and I didn't need my pain medicine. It was like, okay, you didn't, Karen, you didn't ask for it. I'm like, no, I don't really need it. So they started putting me on, like, maybe giving me a little high doses of Tylenol. Hospital, they have more than what the store have. And, I started taking that. I started feeling better. I started weaning myself off, but I still was affirming every day, speedy. And I also had people praying, my family. Oh, I could feel those prayers and everybody praying for me and being in a space where, I could be healed. But guys, I did eventually start not needing that medicine. My stomach, reduced the pain. And anyway, I got out last week on a Tuesday, and I had to, it was some more stuff. I had to carry this. I just tell y'all, I had a drain. I had to get the infection out of me. I had, I was just kind of messed up, guys. But I didn't want to take that home, but I had to do what they told me to do, stuff like that. But still, the pain was reduced. When I got home, I still took a little medicine, but I ain't on no medicine. I had to take the antibiotics and stuff like that. I just want you all to know that when you're going through something, you don't know. I didn't know all this was going to go. This wasn't in my plan, not at all. This came from out of the blue and just, landed on me like this. And, you have to deal with it. So when the unexpected things, you always go to the divine within. I always preach that, because that's where everything is at. It's the inner before the outer. And I know I preach it all the time, and I say it all the time. I teach it all the time. I know it, but I live it too. And I want you to know that when anything come your way, or any kind of, you always got to go to divine inside. But it's always the opposite of what your circumstances is. It's always the divine healing you versus your circumstances. If you're sick or whatever it is your situation is, you know the divine got the best, and the divine and the Christ consciousness want the best for you. And whatever that best is, that's where you're going to. You're going to find to help you be in vibration with the better, the highest good of you. The highest good of you. And that's not sickness. God don't deal in fear. And that fear, I'm not going to lie, when that fear creeps up on you and it talks to you and tell you, you know what, this is not doing no good. Your prayer is not working. All that stuff. Oh, yeah. All that, you know, the thoughts of the prayer is not working, that it just seemed like the circumstances was, you know, taking over. And it was telling me that the infection was taking over my body and all this so crap. And I became really getting fearful that, you know, I'm never going to get better. I know that sounds crazy, but at the time I was feeling that way. But then I had to, you know, say, you know what? I'm not going to stay on this. I had to be very alert. And that's when you know who you are. You turn back to who you are. You say, I'm a divine being. I'm a divine being. Therefore, I have all that God have for me. I have everything that God have, which God have everything, all the healing, all the everything. I'm encased with the divine, everything that I need, that I thought I need, and more. It's an infinite thing. So it's not even so much words. You just know that God has everything that is required for healing, everything that's required for your finances, your abundance, whatever it is, God have it. And it's an inner work, and it's a divine thing that's already present within you. It's a vibration that's already present. You have to tap into that, and you have to know it, but you have to know who you are when you're doing it. You're not that sickness that you're feeling. That's a feeling. You're not that sickness. You're not that money situation. You're not any of those things that's outside of you or that you're feeling. You're not that. You're that spirit that's operating, that divine is operating in and through, and you're part of that divine vibration. You're part of God, that heavenly God vibration. This is a heavenly vibration thing. This is God's all-knowing, all-being, all-informing. So you're part of that. And when you know that you're that being that come from God, that none of these circumstances can overcome you or take over you, I don't care what it is, you stay in that vibration that you know that God is. Whatever it is, mine happened to be in this healing, in this well-being, in this healing state that I was in. I had to tap into that, and I had to stay in it. And it wasn't easy because I went back and forth to fear. I went back and forth to fear, but I knew fear wouldn't get me there because I had a knowledge. It's an understanding, guys. It's an understanding that you grow into the spirit that you know who you are. When you know who you are, you know you the divine are, you won't stay in that frightened, fearfulness. You become aware of it. It becomes something that you did in the past, and you said, no, I know better. I know the divine is healing me right now. And so you begin to speak this way. You begin to act this way. And then at first it wasn't reflecting it. I said, it has to reflect it. I kept saying, I said, it has to reflect what I feel inside. It has to reflect the healing that's inside. I was saying it at time, but over time, over those time and over those days, I kept saying it and affirming it. It started reflecting what was the healing and the well-being that was really inside. And so I went back this last past Thursday. I had the tube still in me, whatever. They told me to come in. They was like, you know, you're gonna need to have somebody come in. My sister said she'll be in. We're not gonna let you go. We got to give you some anesthesia to take the tube out or whatever. And I'm like, wow, you know, I'm gonna have to have the anesthesia to take the, you know, I have to get off. I'm like, okay, they put the gown on me, all this stuff, right? And her sister said she'll be waiting on me, whatever. When I get in there, they started talking to me. They, I guess they, you know, checked the tube or whatever, told, you know, checked the charts, whatever. And when I guess they pulled the tube, whatever it was, they didn't have to give me no anesthesia. They didn't have to give me nothing. They pulled the tube right out. They were like, wow. They didn't have to do anything. Everything was fine. All things were normal. They were like, you don't even have to get your sister. You can be released. To me, this is a blessing. Because they was like, most people have to stay in and they had to keep the tube in or whatever for long, but I didn't. I figured it was my affirming and knowing that I was healed and it reflected, okay, what was inside, the outside reflected now. This was my proof. They pulled that on out and they was like, you can go home. You can get dressed. You don't need nobody. You don't even need your sister. That's what they told me. You can just leave. They said, do you feel any pain? I said, I don't even feel no pain. That's why they didn't give me no anesthesia. I didn't feel anything. They said, you ain't been feeling pain for days? I said, no, I didn't have to feel. I said, they said, are you taking aspirin? I said, no. So this is proof, and you have to still stay true to the divine. You are true to the divine of well-being, who you really are, at the highest octave, at the highest state of your vibration. And that's with God. That's Christ. That's Jesus. That's all the healing you need. You hear me, guys? That's all the healing you need. You have to stay in that vibration, and it will reflect the inside. Inner will it will, because that's the way it go anyway, guys. All what's inner, it's out anyway. Whatever it was that you thought on the inside, it comes out. Now, somewhere I attracted sickness within me, and it came out from the sick. Okay, I give that. I give that somewhere that sickness was within me that attracted whatever, affected whatever it was that needed to be out or infected, whatever. That was also within. Okay? That was also within that had to be dealt with. But the well-being that succumbed, that was over all that, that mighty God, the mighty divine, that transcend everything, was over the sickness. And over all of it. And so that's what I tapped into. And that's what I encourage everybody to tap into, not the circumstances, because that's just a result of what was happening. That's a result of the past. You tap into what's happening now, which is the divine, which might happen to be healing. Yours could be something else. Yours could be finance. Yours could be abundance. It could be any number of things that's going on in your life. I don't know, but it could be poverty, it could be sickness, it could be depression that you're going on. You could be depressed right now listening to this, that you might be suicidal, but you have to change and say, divine in me, the Christ consciousness that informed me, that made me know that I am healed, know that I am in my right state of mind, that I can overcome everything. I can overcome this depression that's haunting me. I can overcome the suicidal thoughts. You start getting tapped in to the divine, he relates all that. You will be on another vibration that says that you're in a healing state. But I'm telling you, it's the work you do too. It don't work without the others. You have to give your attention, your mind, your body, your spirit to all that. To that vibration. You have to give your focus, I'll just say. You have to give your focus to that vibration in which you're choosing all the time. Fear, living in fear, or living in faith. That's what the title was, living in fear, living in faith with sickness or with whatever, with depression or whatever. So you have to decide, and you're always in choice. What am I choosing? What am I choosing? Even though I'm not saying all these choices are easy in me. Matter of fact, none of this whole episode that I went through, whatever it was that I went through, this whole dilemma that I went through was not easy. But I tell you, I'm on the other side of it. I still have to have surgery. You think I'm going to stop praying? You think I'm not going to have a well-being prayer over the CAT scan that they're getting ready to give me or what? And you probably say, oh, that's just a appendix. People die over all kind of stuff or get sick over whatever. I'm still in prayer. I still got to go back for tests, but I know who I am. I know I'm that divine being. I know that spirit of God, that Christ consciousness, that all encompass, that informs all things, that God Almighty, that blessed God is within me. I know it. I don't just say, I experience it. So yes, I'll be praying. I'll be continuing affirming. I'll be continuing to writing my affirmation. I'll continue to be the way. I just want to share this with you guys. And if any of you all can learn from this or get tips from it, do it in your own way or whatever. It don't have to be exactly mine, but I'll tell you, you got to tap into the divine. You have to let the divine enter in your life and make a difference. You have to let the divine come into your life. You have to allow it. You have to allow it. And you have to know it. And you have to ask. I ask God to heal me. I mean, you have asked and you shall receive. You heard that? That's in the Bible. You ask and then receive. And you shall receive. So you can ask God anything. Anything. Remove this depression. It might not go right away, but you stay at it. Remove these, financial problems and let me be abundant. You stay at it. Whatever it is, the side that you want, the vibration that you're after, the desire and choice you want, you stay in that, in the divine. You ask God how to help you deal with and cope with situations. And he will, or it will, or the universe will, whatever the way you want to call it, whatever way you want to see it, but it's not without challenge. Now, if you're sitting up here thinking, I'm saying that you can have just butterflies and all this stuff, I mean, sometimes it works like that, but I'm just saying it's not without challenge as long as you're a human. But you're a spiritual being having a human experience. But as long as you're having this human experience, you're going to not go without challenge. So just know that you're up for the challenge. God is even greater than the challenge and the circumstances that's before you. And that you, it always start with you and your choice, and you're constantly choosing. You're constantly choosing faith or fear all the time. We're going through faith or fear in whatever situations we're at, we're at it, where it's health or whatever, we're with faith or fear. And you have to always choose faith over fear, because it's always coming at you. And you have to have faith in the divine to know that all things are informed through the divine, all things come from the divine, and that he can heal anything, everything, that you whole, that you healed, and you're going to make it. And no circumstances could override the truth. The truth is God. That no circumstances is greater than the divine, the Christ consciousness, God, Jesus, all there is, that spirit. Nothing down here can override. Unless you choose fear. You choose fear, it can override it because you're choosing fear, but you're not choosing the right thing. You can let choose. You can choose fear and say, I don't know what to do. You can get into that. You can get into that vibration. That's why I'm always saying it's choice. That's why I'm saying what I'm saying. It's always choice. You can choose anything you want to choose, but you really want to choose the divine. You want to choose God. You want to choose the truth. And that's going to be your savior through your whole life. I know it to be true. I live it. I experience it. And I don't experience without challenge. It's always some things are more challenging than others. I didn't even see this coming. And it might not be a big thing to somebody else, but it was a thing to me because I'm always healthy. It's a big thing when you're always healthy. It wasn't like a heart attack or nothing like that, which God forbid, I'm glad it wasn't. But what I'm saying is, whatever it was enough to get my attention on the divine. It was my attention to let the divine intervene. I said, I got to let God intervene in this. This is something. And all along, he was intervening. That's probably why I wasn't. They couldn't understand why the 2 weeks I had such a high tolerance. Because the divine was with me all the time. He was helping me go through this process. But I needed a step more. So that's why I started falling out. I wasn't being treated in a way. That part of me wasn't being treated. So it had to be. God put me in the right places and in the right people, in the right hands, in the right hospital. And that's how I go. You have to see what's around you. how God is helping you. It might seem Pollyanna to you and how, but you have to see how things are coming up around you in your environment, how the divine really is helping you, how he really is intervening in your life. But you have to see it. It could be said, you know, it's, oh, this could have been another conversation. It's average, whatever. No, it's not average. It could have been. It could have been a whole lot of possibility. I could have fell and hurt myself in the middle of the tracks, on the tracks, anywhere. But I didn't. Divine had the right people around me. That's the way I see it. That's the way I choose to see it. And that's the way it is for me. And that's my testimony for this week, is not to choose fear, not to live in fear, but choose faith and live in faith. Let faith be your guidance. And you choose faith every time. And let the divine come into your life. And so that's what I did. That's how I feel. And I thank you guys for listening to my story. And I'm always going to be real with you. I'm going to always give you the truth. I'm going to give you me, the naked me. And I hope anybody out there can learn from it. Just always choose faith, choose truth, and choose the divine. You guys, this is the end of my show. The next show will be October the 19th, 2019. My email address is divineintervention, dark to light, gmail.com, 8 o'clock p.m. Central Time. And I enjoy talking with you guys, sharing my story, and I hope you have a blessed week. And I want you to choose faith, and I want you to choose the divine every time. God bless you.